This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Dipula.
Welcome, everybody. We're back. We're back in this motherfucking club. I'm stuffing my lip full of Dipula.
Yep.
And I'm ready to go wild with you. This is the Cool Parents Podcast, and I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Dip.
Yeah. Why not? If I dip, you dip, he dip.
That's right.
What is that song? I dip, you dip, he dip. Or something. Dip. Something like that.
Dip.
You dip, dip, I dip, she dip.
Dip.
What the fuck is that song?
Dip.
Who dip, I dip, you dip.
Dip.
I dip.
Dip.
She dip.
Dip.
You dip, dip song. Google. Is it The Dip by Freak Nasty?
That's got to be the one. I've never heard that song.
Yeah, that's it. You know it don't even matter your age. Don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I'm thinking about y'all.
That's a damn good song.
Oh, I wish you could see this fucking music video.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. This music video is beautiful. I recommend everybody look up Freak Nasty to Dip. The music video, it's great.
Is it sexual?
Mildly, but not overly. It's very 90s.
I'm fucking horny now.
Yeah. I dip.
So. I dip. I'm all horned up.
I have a, I can't say it. I have a note that's very funny, but I can't say it without spoiling the Butterman, because it's a Butterman.
Okay.
I have a single Butterman. Should we do it now, or should we save it for another Butterman segment?
Just do it now.
I like just doing one here and there, you know, when, sure, as they come up. And then I don't forget about them.
Yeah.
Let's do this one. I dip, you dip, we dip.
Who heard this one?
Me.
You?
This is one I heard, and I remember hearing it like months ago or whenever it was that the song came out, but then it came on the car this morning, and I dipped a little bit. I dipped myself. I think it's a pretty obvious one, but I'm going to just play the part and see what comes to mind. Butterman, of course, is a segment that we do, and we did it last week, but it's a regular one that we do where we talk about
misheard song lyrics.
Misheard song lyrics, yeah.
We examine them.
We examine them for trace evidence.
Yeah.
So the song is called Rot by Pup.
Pup.
You like Pup?
I like Pup.
Pup.
I was listening to their new album today. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Pretty good.
Not as good as their last one, but it's good. I dip you dip, she dip, he dip you dip. This is from the EP that they put out like within the last year, like before this new one came out. Pup, Rot.
Pop, pop, pop.
That one right there.
Can you do it one more time? Drill a nut in the hole inside of me?
I heard, I can feel it in my butt, spilling out of the hole, it's sodomy. Spilling out of the hole, it's sodomy.
What was the first line?
Before spilling out?
Yeah, the first line.
I feel it in my butt. There's other variations of it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can feel it in my butt spilling out of the hole. It's sodomy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
I thought so. So, I'm glad that we plugged in for that one. Worth it.
I'm just trying to plug in around here, you know?
I'm trying to find a new plug and pull up.
I'm just trying to plug in.
You got to plug in before you can pull up.
Not necessarily.
Well, where I come from.
Who comes from the streets, you or me?
I come from underground, so I'm good.
I come from the streets.
I'm lower than street. I'm ground. So.
I'm core. So.
I'm magma. What's, the reason I was laughing at the note that I took on Butterman this time was because I have a line and that just says pup rot sodomy. And as one, one statement, pup rot sodomy could be, a grind band.
It is.
Yeah.
Pup rot sodomy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here, listen, why is it called lukewarm? Who's Luke? You got something that's like a little bit hotter than room temperature? It's lukewarm.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's Luke? Who gave him the power to decide?
Well, it's not capitalized.
What? Well, that's because it's become a word. It's a regular term.
Yeah. I think it's a bunch of scientists that were sitting in a room one day.
Yeah.
And like, this is pretty warm. It's not like nukewarm, like nuclear.
Right. More like Luke.
It's more like lukewarm.
Like low nuke.
Yeah.
That could be it.
I think that's it.
Or it could have been like some German scientists and they're in the lab and
no.
One of them noticed the, you know, rising temperature and he goes, Luke, the temperature's rising, Luke.
Nope. These were American.
Like their accent?
I get it.
They have an accent.
I get it. Like, but these were American scientists.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That does seem pretty American.
Yeah.
Lukewarm. So.
So, hey.
You don't want to get them cold.
I got an update.
Update?
Yeah. I got a story. I got a story for you.
Okay.
I've been going to the 99 with my friend Matt.
Yeah.
Because it's a great family establishment, and I like to support that chain restaurant, you know?
Sure.
It's a New England chain, the 99, right?
It's local, yeah.
Got to support local.
Yeah.
So we go to the 99, and we make dad jokes the whole time because it's funny. It's just a bit that we've committed to for the last year or so. And we were there last night. We always order the potato skins, but we don't call them potato skins. We just call them skins.
Yeah.
So we ordered the potato skins for the table. And this is the first time and hopefully the last time this will ever happen. But
you know, in Europe, that means condom.
Yeah.
Prophylactic.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Skins.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, not.
Also rolling papers. Across skins.
Again,
so like this,
yet again,
this is
dark
material.
I hate to point this out, but we're American scientists, okay?
True. Yeah, I guess.
So anyway, we're
I'm a Christian scientist.
Across the street is an Applebee's. Okay. Yeah. So this lady, we order the skins and she goes, "Oh, you're not gonna believe this." She's like, "We don't have the skins right now."
What?
Yeah. They've never been out of potato skins before. She goes, "The factory that makes the potato skins burned down." And I just got, it sounds like arson to me. And I just got, "Damn you, Applebee's." And yeah, Applebee's definitely burned down the potato skin factory for the 99.
Where do they get their skins? Because they got skins too, right? They gotta.
Not those ones.
Different skins?
Different skins. They just go to Walmart and get the fucking TGI Fridays ones thrown in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really incestuous business.
I know, it's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't buy anything they tell me.
But anyway, I'm starting a Kickstarter campaign to rebuild the skins factory.
Yeah.
And
the potato factory.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Skins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Fully loaded potato skins. But yeah, I thought that was worth sharing, you know?
It was.
And I'm glad I did it.
Well, the world is now a better place now that we all know not to trust.
Don't trust Applebee's.
Applebee's or TGI Fridays because they've been selling their skins to Applebee's.
They sell them to Walmart.
It's kind of an Iran-Contra sort of affair, you know?
Yeah.
Applebee's is funding the Contras.
They're funding the Russians.
Sure, yeah.
They are.
I bet they are, yeah. They're sending their skins over there. You know what? Let's start it. Let's start that rumor right now.
It's not a rumor.
Let's tell people the truth right now. Exposé.
Applebee's is in bed with Putin.
Applebee's? Bunch of fucking commies. Don't go to Applebee's.
That's right.
So we got a couple of segments we could do.
Okay.
How do you feel about... yearbook photos or misconnections first?
Misconnections.
Misconception?
No, let's do the yearbook.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care. Whatever you want.
I don't care either. That's why
I asked. Your goddamn show.
That's why I asked.
Your goddamn show.
It's not my show.
It's your show.
Only when it's convenient, it's my show.
Convenient. K-I-N-V-E-N-Y-E-N-T. Convenient.
Convenient. Yeah.
K-I-N-K.
Underlay, mama, K-I-K-I. Uh-oh, what's poppin' tonight?
K-O-N.
Cone.
V-E-E-N-Y-E-N-T. Convenient.
You're right. Listen, yeah. I play bass guitar for band Sum 41. My name is Cone.
Yeah, my name is Cone.
My name is Cone? Yeah. Or Cone?
Hi, I'm Cone.
My sister got an autograph of Cone from Sum 41 on a street cone that she took from the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably the most punk thing she's ever done.
Yeah.
She still has it. That's a felony. All right, let's do... Let's do the yearbook photos first, because that's usually the main event.
Yeah.
Do you think Misconnections can be a main event? Does it have that status? Is it thick enough?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do Misconnections.
I don't care.
It's got to be top heavy. We got to have it top heavy.
Okay.
Right?
I don't care.
Or should we try something different?
Try something different. Everything different now.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it different. What's different now? I forget.
It's two.
Okay.
Everything
many,
different.
Many of twos, yeah.
It's two.
Everything different.
Right.
Say it.
It's
two.
Oh.
Two.
Everything different.
Everything different. Everything different.
I dip, you dip, she dip. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me pull them up.
Yeah.
So something else that we like to do on this show on a regular basis is take a look at senior yearbook profiles, I guess you'd call them. Profiles? What are they? Bios? I don't know. When you're senior in high school.
Yearbook quotes.
And you put, but it's not always quotes. It's like activities and shit. It's like a bio. They call it senior grids, apparently. So it's a grid. Okay. Grid based.
Grid.
Like Tron.
All right. I worked on Tron.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you do the Foley?
I was the best boy on Tron.
Best boy?
Yeah.
Funny. That's funny you say that.
Why?
Because they told me I was the best boy on Tron.
No. Maybe on Tron Legacy, you fucking bitch.
I like Tron Legacy. I don't care.
Never seen it.
So these are from the year 2006. So we've been getting pictures from different people's high school yearbooks. And if anybody has any that they want to lend us, get at me on Cool Parents Worldwide on Instagram. You want to start or?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to avoid their names after this, but Nate, he looks like a Nate.
He does, yeah, definitely. There's no other name he could possibly have.
No. I can't tell what kind of necklace.
Not Nathaniel either. If somebody called him Nathaniel, he'll beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's Nate.
Yeah, he's Nate.
Yeah. What's he doing now, you think?
Pep Boys.
Pep Boys?
He's a Pep Boy now. Yeah, he's one of the Pep Boys.
Pep Boys. Pep Boys. Pep Boys.
I should also say that this segment, as every time we've done it, we've had, or almost every time, we've had Nicole in the room here looking up updates on some of these people. So if any of them, we really want to know what they're doing, she could probably find out. But I don't care what Nate's doing.
Well, you know what he's doing.
He's a pet boy. Yeah.
He's doing cars. He's doing car stuff.
He's
now.
A car guy.
Activities.
Yeah.
Paintball.
Mm-hmm.
Paintball. I would have guessed that.
Anybody named Nate automatically has to play paintball.
Yeah.
Nate and Chad.
Yeah. Paintball, boxing, driving around, hitting on Cole's sisters.
What? See, there's one T in hitting.
Yeah.
And also, the H looks...
It looks like a B.
Like a B, like big time. This font is fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's not great.
So it does look like it says driving around, biting on Cole's sisters.
Memories, every second that Cole got made fun of at school.
Man, he got an issue with Cole.
You know, like Cole, Mr. Kenny's and all the times I fooled around in math. Future Jacked plans, off. Going to college and learn to be a cop.
Of course, he's already in.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's actually, I no, can totally, pet boys. He's a cop.
He could be a cop. That's true. If you fill him out a little bit, put yeah. a little more meat on his bones, he becomes a cop.
Thank you. It doesn't matter. Oh, Mr. Comita, Mr. Kenny, my friends. And, oh, yeah, me.
Oh, yeah,
me. Oh, yeah, me.
Also, can't forget, thank you. Yeah, so he fucking hates Cole for yeah. some reason.
Yeah, you know what? Now I'm picturing him with
one of those little hats.
Yeah, and like no hair up to the part, you know?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A real, real high and tight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Pep Boy no longer. Now he's a cop boy.
His first job was Pep Boys, though.
Yeah, but he won't tell you that. So this next guy lives up to his nickname, I think.
Yeah.
Based on the look. He's got, are those puka shells?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the puka shell necklace.
And a necklace, like a regular like chain.
Oh, there's a chain on there too, yeah. And a sweatshirt. He's styling. He's grinning.
He's perfect.
He kind of is. But like in a very Disney Channel kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best friend in a Disney Channel movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Not the lead.
No. But he's always nice in the movie. But this kid, I bet's a prick.
I doubt it.
He goes by Danimal, so.
Yeah.
You know, that tells you something.
It's because he eats yogurt every day and his name's Dan.
Oh, he's a yogurt guy.
He's a yogurt man.
Okay. Activities. Band one. Key club.
Two.
Grange?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's basically when you gun range.
That's gun range?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had one of those in my school.
Right.
NAA animation de go memories meeting Tasba online. Lol. What?
Tasha.
Oh, it's a see, I honestly thought it was a B again.
Yeah.
It's Tasha. Hard to see. Meeting Tasha online, lol. Hey, Tasha. Hey. You want to send me a picture of your foot?
Tasha.
Tasha, high-res JPEGs, please. The annoying freshman in art class, Mr. Hersham's English class. Ugh. Accounting 1 was pretty fun. Future plans, continue being a cartoon artist and live in Virginia Beach.
Hell yeah.
That's the cartoon capital of the world, I've heard.
Yeah.
never adjust your sandals in a melon patch.
Yeah, that's definitely where you go to succeed in, you know, animation.
Oh, yeah.
Virginia.
Definitely. Uh-huh. They loved their cartoons in that down there. Steamboat Willie. They just got Steamboat Willie. They love that shit.
Never adjust your sandals in a melon patch.
Yeah, that's his quote.
What's that supposed to mean?
Never adjust. It's kind of like you never should... You're already where you want to be. The grass can't be greener, right? Except there's a melon patch.
Yeah.
If you walk through the melon patch, you're beyond the green that's on the other side of the fence, right?
Yeah.
Do not look down to adjust your straps. Why? Because.
Snakes.
No, it's not the snakes.
Raccoon shit?
No. It's bears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of bears there. And if you stop. That just gives them more time to come after you and get all the melons, too, because they love watermelons.
Bears have been known to
grizzlies.
Plant thumbtacks as well.
They do, yeah.
For enemies, yeah.
Pungy sticks.
Pungy.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, all kinds of, like, Viet Cong kind of shit. Bears. That's why Joe, he's got to kill them all.
Right.
So, where were... Oh, thank yous. Mom, Dad, Jessica, thanks, whatever.
We don't need those thank yous.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Oh, and then we got a scene queen.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's hear.
This is S Baby.
S Princess. Baby. But S, it's B-A-B-I, so it could be Bobby.
S Baby. No, it's Baby.
Yeah, I know.
Activities, being tardy or leaving early or just not showing up at all.
Dude, fucking she's bad.
Punk. What's her shirt say? Cisco?
She's going to be trouble.
Cisco. Memories. Parties that never stop. They just don't. Trips to Boston with gnarly kids. Wicked sweet shows. Scully Booyah.
Booyah, Scully.
Or Scully Booyah.
Oh, yeah, that's one statement. Scully Booyah.
Yo, my buddy fucking Scully Booyah.
I'll never forget Scully Booyah, dude.
Scully Booyah will always live forever in our hearts.
That's right.
Future plans, college, and like other stuff, be even more awesome.
Okay.
Quote, yo, sucker, you got a big mouth. But Gorilla Biscuits. Thank yous. LFOD. Kids who have graduated and the ones who remain.
I see. I read that as a bit of ball.
But a ball.
But a ball. Yeah. Okay. Now I get it. LFOD. Live free or die.
Yeah.
Next up, we got another one.
Yeah.
Here's this one's got activities. Wait, okay.
What's her name?
Should I say her name?
Just her nickname.
Her nickname is Meliss.
Meliss.
Meliss. Which kind of gives away her real name, so that's why I was kind of stumbling on it, but.
Yeah, you're not going to, don't post the picture.
No, I won't.
You know what I mean?
Meliss.
Yeah, it's Meliss.
Meliss, Ulyss, Alyss. Activities, Hossa. First one, Hossa.
Hossa.
4-H, Key Club. What's that one? CBS? CVBS? I don't know.
I don't know.
Donkey shows?
Yeah, I saw, yeah.
Donkey shows.
Donkey shows.
That's one of her activities. Followed by Sunday school teacher. Do you think she was getting pranked? Was this a prank?
I feel like it's either a prank on her or she just thinks that's funny. But
that could be too. Somebody's getting pranked.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely a Ashton Kutcher kind of thing to do.
Seems mean if it's a prank.
Donkey shows?
Yeah, to put that in someone's fucking yearbook as if they said it.
It's pretty permanent.
Yeah.
So yeah, memories, prom with Megan, Courtney, Shayna, Jody, 4-H events, Roch and Sandwich. Fairs, Paul School.
Love the Paul School.
The Paul School teach you how to be a better Paul.
Yeah.
Hanging with
every
friends.
Every day I wake up, I try to be a better Paul than I was yesterday.
I try to become more like a Paul. Camping with Megan, health, future plans. Go to college to become a nurse, having fun in life. Quote, for every dream that shatters, another one comes true. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's like a perfect 50-50 ratio, huh?
Every time.
I don't buy that. I don't think she knows what the fuck she's talking about. Oh, this is fucking kid. This kid rules.
He's Nick Postmaster's friends with him.
Is he really?
Yeah. He was in some band. I forget what it was. And Jameson knows him.
Oh, sweet. So we can say his name.
Yeah. Gil.
Gil.
He's fucking cool. Yeah, he's...
Is it? What's his belt? Is that like a comic book print or something?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's got to be. He's got a Norma Jean shirt on, too.
The Norma Jean shirt that every fucking core kid had.
This is Gilligan, his stupid hippie, Gil the Pirate activities.
Pirates were cool.
Yeah, I know.
So, ninjas.
Well, this is like around the time Dodgeball came out, right?
Was there a pirate in that?
Steve the Pirate.
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
You never seen Dodgeball?
I've definitely seen like pieces of it, but you gotta watch Dodgeball.
Oh, it's great.
Really?
It's just Ben Stiller reprising his role from Heavyweights.
Right. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Is it actually the same character?
No.
I know it's like exactly the same.
It is exactly the same, but it's not. It's not actually, yeah. Okay, here he is. Activities, handbells, guitar, computer programming, and metal music.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Memories, cool parents, campgrounds.
That's why I picked it.
CP campgrounds.
We did have a campground up and running at that point, right?
Back,
around 2006.
Yep.
Big one. It had a vert ramp.
It was a real success.
Yeah.
Until the fucking feds shut us down.
Right.
Because that kid died.
Yeah. And it's like, how, how are we supposed to know we couldn't build like a whole half bowl?
Yeah, we did a big slalom.
And run. We put razor wire around it so that, you know, people couldn't run away.
Right.
Because, you know, it's got to be hard.
Right.
We wanted to kind of mix up like backyard wrestling with camping.
Pretty much.
And it was going great for a minute, you know, till then.
Yeah, I had a good time. Anyway, the summer of 05, the parties at our house, a timely demise, and all of the new best friends.
A timely demise, is that his band?
It's got to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Future plans, go to school for computer programming and make metal.
Quote, does he mean swords and so forth?
No. No? No, no, no.
Or does he?
He means Dragon Force.
I was going to say, still swords. Still quote, swords.
Live each day as if it was your last.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and he thanks his fans and his thank yous, but none of the other ones matter.
From his OnlyFans. He was the first OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He wasn't like naked or nothing. He was shredding. He's got a flying V, right?
Yeah.
That's safe to assume he's playing a flying V. Next up.
Wait.
What? You found the band?
I know someone else in it.
You do?
Yep.
Wait, is Nick in this band?
I don't know.
That'd be fucking wild if this is Postmaster's band. We'll find out.
Yeah, I know Nick was in a band with that kid.
I'm going to ask him right now.
Thank you for... Oh, okay, I got it. I had to download it. The guitars are good.
Okay.
So yeah, that's them.
So we figured that out.
We found them. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Okay. So was it my turn?
Yeah.
So we got JT coming up right here. He looks really fucking sick.
He's preppy.
He was the first kid in the school to get a car.
Yep.
And he treated it with more respect than he's ever treated another human being.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
He's got the flip in the front too.
He's got a tiny baby flip in the front.
Yeah, that's classic.
He's got the striped polo shirt.
Yeah.
He's got the stud earring.
Yep.
And I can't say for sure, but I'm willing to bet he's just got the one stud earring. So that he doesn't look gay.
Oh.
This is on the left ear.
I got my left ear pierced too.
Yeah, I know.
Just that one.
Yep. Makes sense. Activities. Fishing, four wheeling, hunting, Xmas trees. Making movies and having fun. I want to see his movies.
I do too.
Memories. Florida. Duke. Phone poles. Shooting my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like something he would do, JT.
With a BB gun.
No, it was a 12-gauge shotgun. And he recovered. He walked it off because his dad told him to.
Yeah, it was bird shot.
Yeah, right.
He just, you know.
Yeah, he's peppered himself.
Yeah.
Dynasty, bug, grass drags.
I love grass drags. There's nothing.
Yeah, that's the way to get bug.
No. You do drag racing in the grass.
Oh, I thought it was just getting dragged through the grass by your dad when he's mad.
Well, it's that too.
Oh, okay.
But not the one, you know.
Either way, you're picking up bugs.
That's how you get bug.
Having fun with my friends, future plans, get a car I love.
Yeah.
So wait, maybe he didn't, wasn't the first one to have a car or he fell out of love with it.
No, he got
wants
one.
To fuck a different car.
Yeah. He got one. He respected it, but he didn't love it.
It wasn't love. Right. I see. Make cash and have fun. Quote, picture me rolling.
That's right. Yeah.
I already did. So
yeah. The second I saw you, I saw you leaning back. Yeah.
I pictured it.
Mind on your money. Turd smell.
I love this kid.
Yeah. He looks nice.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely nice. He's got a polo shirt. No stripes. No mask.
Hell no.
He's got 2-3 Adam's apples.
Yeah. He's got nice teeth.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. No, he's just, he looks like he's a stoner who hasn't discovered weed yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Or he might have.
He might have dabbled with his older brother. It depends if his older brother's around.
He was afraid. He hasn't bought any, but he smoked.
Right, right.
Once.
Mm-hmm.
Memories, fort, parties, secret spot with Ben.
Fort.
Jake.
Fort.
Fort,
I
yeah.
remember fort.
Concerts, doors. Steppenwolf.
He didn't see the Doors.
Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, the Rolling Stones, Judas Priest, Heavy. Fishing.
Oh, fucking with rock
Jake,
music.
Off-roading in the Blazer, Mall Nights, jamming with Ryan Jones, Skater Trips, Treehouse Nights, Breaking My Body in Half, Lump on My Chest. Everyone who made me smile. Quote, can you picture what will be so limitless and free? It's from Jess. It's a quote from Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison. Wow. Yeah, a lot to unpack on this one. Breaking My Body in Half, Lump on My Chest. Was the lump from breaking his body in half and just recovered weird? Like he healed weird with a big lump after he got cut in half?
Yeah, he got hit in the chest with a flashlight.
Is that what it was?
And then there was a big lump that came up. And
I thought he turned his Kenwood speakers up too loud while he was fucking jamming out to some priest.
It's possible. His memories are concerts, right? Because there's no
that
way he saw the
that
Doors.
He didn't see. Yeah.
That he didn't see. Okay. Concerts.
He was in his dad's balls at the time, but he was there. He'll tell you that.
Are those his?
He remembers it. That's his earliest memory as a sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He remembers it. He came out, his first words were, I am the Lizard King. So, is that it?
I was a horrible mistake.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, big time.
All right.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah. This fucking kid. Oh, okay. Yeah. So this feller, his nickname is simply Emo.
Yeah.
The picture definitely conveys that look, which is this is a kid sitting like cross-legged in a field of fucking dandelions.
Yeah, he's squatting.
Is he squatting?
Yeah.
Okay. He's possibly taking a fat shit in a field full of dandelions, but he does have a tie on.
Yep.
With a pinstripe shirt and the swoop bangs, of course, and a lip ring. He looks very emo, but then his activities, chorus, okay, that can be emo for sure. Memories, dancing with a chair at prom, that sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
That's just funny. Anybody did that, that'd be funny.
He's fucking outrageous.
Lunch table, he always remember lunch table.
Can't get enough of lunch table.
Junior year.
I got a great lunch table story, did I ever tell you?
I've heard a few.
You have?
Yeah.
Is it about lemon party?
One, yeah, that one is.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Going to shows and friends.
Did I ever tell you about Wesley Bickford pulling out his teeth?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Did I tell it on the show?
I think you did.
I did? Okay.
Pretty sure.
Freshman year.
Yeah.
The older kids said, you know, it would make you a lot cooler.
You fucking ripped your teeth out of your head.
Pulled your teeth out of your head. And he fucking did it.
That's hardcore.
And then he did a second one.
That's some prison shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
He's never going to get those back.
No, he doesn't want them back.
Yeah, he don't need them.
Yeah. So this is where it's confusing. Future plans, Air Force combat control.
Yeah.
Well, not only is that oddly specific, but the rest of him does not match any sort of military aspiration.
No.
His dad, I think they turn him down for being too sad.
His dad's probably an Air Force guy.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't get a choice.
So his quote, this is great. Sic Gloria Palisect, and then he translates for you instead of just writing it in English.
Yeah,
like everything else that's written in this yearbook.
Yeah,
thus glory fades.
Yeah.
Yes, thus glory fades. Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah!
This guy. Oh yeah, you're gonna love this guy.
Oh yeah, he's the fucking.
He's the fucking man. He definitely was the guy who would walk around with like a full 2-liter bottle of Sunkist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
He was a sticky kid.
You know what this kid did?
Before this. What?
He no, everyone thought he was a riot.
When he was younger though, he was sticky. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone liked him, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You know what he did though?
What?
This guy? He was the one who got a Snickers bar and he brought it to teen night and rolled it into a deuce and put it in the urinal.
That's fucking awesome.
That's what he did.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He could go to jail for that. That's what my brother Billy told me.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Not that night. Okay, activities: snowboarding, fishing, pimping, burning trees.
Hell yeah.
Love burning down fucking forest.
Yeah.
I started a fire in the marsh, and guess what? I don't regret it.
I don't care.
I don't fucking care. Memories.
You know how many owls I killed? I don't fucking care.
You know, I killed the whole ecosystem. I'm damn proud of myself. Damn proud.
Yeah.
Memories. Hanging with Maya boys.
Maya boys.
Tripping all the way to Farmington with Sam, Brett, Tim. Poor's house.
Pois
house.
Pois.
And the Skunks. Of course, the Skunks.
That's his favorite band, the Skunks.
Yep.
They're reggaeton.
They let people talk about tripping and drinking in this yearbook.
They didn't give a fuck.
No.
This yearbook is just a mess. It's a travesty.
Further proof here, Future Plans adult movie star.
Yeah.
They let him put that in
there.
Yeah,
no, they didn't edit this shit.
Yeah.
People were pulling pranks on each other.
Yeah.
You know, donkey show stuff, and they didn't care. And then there's some stuff in here that I found that literally, it's just like somebody just fucking smashed their face into the keyboard. It's just, it's ridiculous.
It's amazing. Future Plans adult movie star, quote, life's a garden, dig it.
Wow.
So. Oh, I know this fucker.
You do?
Yeah. He's a Republican.
Oh, he looks like a Republican.
I worked with him.
Oh, Spinelli's. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's, I figured you would know him.
I'm the Spinelli's crew. I knew him then. He's talking about me in this fucking memory.
Does he like you then?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
But I mean, then he wasn't a Republican yet?
He was a Republican.
Oh, he was? He's just like a nice one?
Yeah.
I remember when there were those?
Yeah.
So once in a while, you'd come across one?
Yeah. He was one of them. He was a dick about things, but we'd talk, and he'd understand my point of view.
Right. He's just saying, he's repeating what his dad said.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, he's just fiscally conservative. Look at him.
Yeah.
If you look like that, you're fiscally conservative, I'm telling you. Fiscally conservative.
Baseball, 1-2. Memories, good times with the Spinelli's crew.
That's me, Justy baby. Boy. That's me. What year was this?
2006.
That fully tracks.
Yeah.
I got a shout out in the goddamn yearbook. Not by name.
Yeah. It was close.
Me and Chuck Finn, another listener of the show.
Oh, yeah.
We know this fucker.
Spinelli's crew. Ash Leslie K. Beth, yep. Brian, Anthony.
Yep.
Are those other people, Spinelli's people?
Yep.
So he specifically didn't include you or Charlie.
No, he did. He just didn't have enough room.
Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. That's why we're the Spinelli's crew. It's not just these fuckers.
Oh, okay. All right. The Big Productions. Love those. Snowmobiling with Dad, Pa, R&A, Future Plans, Go to College, Mary Gomb.
What's that?
I don't know. GOMB. Girl of my
butt.
I bet it was supposed to be Dream, like D, GOMD. And then it's just another fucking typo. Girl of my butt. Raise a family and be successful. Quote, nice guys finish last.
Yeah.
And I know this kid, and so does Nicole.
Yeah, and so does my sister, because she dated him for like 4 years.
What? Yeah, no, when I was like really young, I went to his house a few times. He had the best video games. He had all of them, all the systems, because his parents didn't really care about him.
Yeah.
So they gave him a big TV and a whole room to just do whatever the fuck he wanted in. And I think he went to juvie or some shit. And then I wasn't allowed to go to his house anymore.
Huh.
But yeah, anyway.
Activities, b-ball, baseball.
Oh.
That doesn't matter. Wiffle ball, memories, painting, lunch 3, promo 5.
Promo 5 is the best of the 6 promos.
Beach. Chem, summer 05 with Chris, Tickle Wars.
Yep. Tickle Wars, they were particularly bad that year.
Yeah. Oh man, it was a rough year as far as wars go.
Yeah.
Fought 2 of them those year, Tickle Wars and Soap War.
Yeah. Soap War was,
it's not just a single battle.
Right.
Soap War.
Promo 5 was a single battle.
There were several, 3 or 4 Tickle Wars.
Right.
There was only one Soap War, but it lasted about 2 years.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah,
a lot of people. It fucked up the economy, something fierce.
A lot of people died.
Yeah.
Slipped. They slipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cooking. Mario Party. Love you, Chris. Thank you. Future plans. Go to college for web development. Get a BA and raise a family and successfully get into college. Future plans. Go to college and successfully get into college and raise a family. Quote, live like today is your last tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my fuck.
This one, this guy goes by the letter B. His activity.
I would have called him Pizza Face. That's what I would have called him.
Like, I could see this picture at the door of like a fucking Applebee's or something.
Yeah.
He's banned. He's not allowed in the store.
He actually works at the 99 now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway.
He's a fry cook.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
No.
Still alive, you know, still cranking.
Yeah.
He's got Bennies.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got Perkies too.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's a side hustle.
Activities. Chilling and bonfires with the crew. Is that the Spinelli crew?
No.
Oh.
No, different crew. Didn't know this guy.
Memories. Graduating before my bro. He did it first, so he's better at it.
Yeah.
And going on many runs. Future plans. College vet school, quote, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die. Dave Matthews Band said that. Apparently.
Love those guys.
Yeah, they wrote that.
I've always said that we should be more concerned about the kids who want to be vets when they're children.
Yeah.
What do you want to do for a living?
I want to cut animals up.
I want to kill dogs.
Yeah.
I want to kill sick dogs.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a different mindset. I couldn't do it. But good somebody does.
Peter. Nickname, Peter.
Yep.
Memories. All the fights that happened. Future plans. Oh, college. Yeah.
That's it.
It's friggin' it.
Love all the fights that happened.
He's a big MMA guy.
No, was he part of the fights or was he just watching?
Just watching.
Okay.
He's a spectator. He was like the Don King of the school.
Of the school fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually tried to start a fight club at school multiple times.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him. Okay, next one, Chip Ahoy is the nickname, Chip Ahoy?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with her actual name, so I don't know where that came from. Chip Ahoy.
Probably was eating cookies one day.
That's it.
And
that's it.
He accidentally said...
Chip Ahoy?
Yeah, rather than Chips Ahoy. Or asked for that, ordered that. Hey,
have a Chip Ahoy?
Yes, please. May I have a Chip Ahoy?
Activities. Saga. Sleeping. She's a big Star Wars fan. That's the saga she's talking about.
Yeah.
Basketball. That never worked out. 05, 06. Memories. Falling out of the cars. 2, 5, 05. Cooper's Milk. A little bit of both. Carmen Crash. Mass Summer Pumping.
Yeah.
Brian J. 92606. And so much more. Future plans. College moving and settling down. Quote. What don't kill you can only make you guess. Can you guess?
Stonger.
Stonger. That's right.
Duh.
Her thank yous, Mom, Dad, Oreo, and Jay. Thank you for never giving up on. All right. Okay, last one for now.
Freaking Steve. I know this guy too.
You do?
I know. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know who.
Because I read him and I was like, this sounds like Justy Boy's kind of dude.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
I see why.
Yeah.
Activities, kickball, and yo-yo club. He looks like
he's a little bit of a bad kid.
He fucking founded the yo-yo club.
He is a yo-yo kid for sure.
I don't think he's a bad kid.
But he's a little bad. He does pranks a lot. He's a big prankster.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he gets in trouble sometimes.
But never for anything major.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's like me.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Memories, going to shows in Haverhill with everyone kickball.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everyone, y'all kickball?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Future plans to metamorph into a kickball.
To metamorph. And that has an E at the end, too.
Quote, because Stone Cold said so.
Yep.
Yep. I like this guy.
Yeah, but I can't get past it. Future plans? I plan to metamorph into a kickball. So he's into yo-yos. He's going to metamorph into a yo-yo at some point, too.
Yeah.
But kickballs is coming next. Okay. So that, let's call that. We've still got a bunch more of those, and keep them coming. If anybody else has them, you know, please let us know, and we'll bring them up on the tele show.
Yeah. What do you want to do next?
I heard that you've got a segment.
How do we segue into that?
Well, heavy rock. We had that guy in the yearbook who liked the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I love the Stones.
He was in his dad's ball sack when Jim Morrison came to town with the Doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic rock, basically. You can tie that into anything.
Yeah. So anyway, we get a segment.
What is it?
It's called Misconnections. Oh. And usually it's New Hampshire Misconnections, but this is a little bit fucking of a mix.
A little bit different.
Because Misconnections, I'm not going to lie to you, Misconnections hasn't
been... They've been sucking ass lately.
They haven't been that great lately.
I wonder if there's a new Craigslist, like a... You know, like when one of them disappears, another, like with any like social app.
There's a new section called Activities, and like, so you're going to sift through like some
within
of those.
Within Craigslist.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of those are funny, but it's... you'll see. I got a couple of those.
All right. Too. I'm ready.
All right. So this is Texas Roadhouse, Nashua.
I love it there. That's where everybody knows your name, right?
Yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you're your family too.
You seem to be there waitressing a lot.
Well, it's almost like it's your job.
I know. Light brown hair, pulled back glasses, very friendly, great smile. And the biggest boobs I ever seen.
Holy shit, bro.
A big thank you.
You know who you are.
Yeah, to the girl at Texas Roadhouse with the big boobs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your boobs.
Thank you for the boob. White dress at Hannaford. This is in Manchester.
So, yeah, usually Misconnections are like that.
Yeah.
They're basically just like...
Hey. Almost every single one of them was like, saw you. We smiled at each other. Tell
How
me what,
cool.
Yeah, it was like all the same shit. So yeah. I tried to get the better ones.
I gotcha.
White dress in Hannaford. It's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Last weekend, you had what? Oh, wait. Let me start over. White dress in Hannaford.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Last weekend. You had white dress on. Joked around with you about high prices of groceries in the produce section.
That gets anybody turned on.
What were we joking about?
Oh, shit, Twinkie.
I would like your phone number. Thanks. I like that he tells her, joked around with you about high prices of groceries in produce section.
What were we joking about? Well, that he narrows it down.
Next paragraph, what were we joking about?
Right. He narrows it down enough because, like, he's asking which specific piece of produce were we were making joke about watermelon cost too much.
He didn't say that, though.
I know, but that's just how he narrows it down.
Yeah.
Because he'll take whoever responds, really.
Yeah, he don't care.
It doesn't matter if it's the same one.
This is a Market Basket in Bedford. You're going to like this one.
I worked in Market Basket once.
You did one day?
For a year.
Really?
Yeah, I was getting cuts.
Fuck that. And why?
Then, I know. That's what I said. Because when they hired me, they were like, I was 16. And I was like, I want to do the cashier. I want to do the cashiering if I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least stocking shelves, but probably I'd rather do the cashiering. And they're like, nope. Boys are baggers and get carts.
Wow.
And I'm like, I've never been outside before. I've never gone out there. What do you want me? You really want me to go? It's 100 degrees outside. And they're like, this is for boys. I'm like, well, that I'm thinking, you know, all these other 16-year-old girls are tanning kids.
Yeah.
So they can take the sunlight. I can't.
Right.
I'm an indoor kid.
Yeah.
And I don't even fuck with bags. Just let me do the girl job. And then they wouldn't. So I said, bye. Went and worked at the library like a real man.
Out the fucking door.
Yeah.
I know.
Forget about it.
So this is Market Basket in Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
We talk for a while when we walk out of the store. You have great sense of humor. What do we talk about?
The squash. The price is the squash.
This is a different one. Roof. That's a different one.
I know, but it's they're having the same combo.
The other one was Hannaford's.
They have squash everywhere.
I know. pumping gas at station. Long shot. Winchester?
See, I'm thinking that means that they're pumping gas from a long ways away. It was a long shot. They're like, pew, they're arcing it. No scoping.
I don't think they expect to get a response here.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. I don't know
if you're... Okay, I get it.
I think it was Winchester, LOL, horrible with names. Anyway, I was pumping gas at the pump you pulled up at the pump next to me. I could be wrong, but I think you were totally checking me out and liked what you saw.
Wrong. You're wrong.
As you were totally trying to flirt with me, but I was very shy. I'd love to talk.
Okay. Yeah, that is a long shot.
It's a real long shot. Look, I think you were totally checking me out.
I saw you looking at my cock.
This one's really long and small, and it's depressing. I'm going to skip it.
Okay. That sounds a lot like my penis.
My penis?
Long and small.
So this is
depressing.
I'm almost certain that this one is like someone just wrote it as a prank or whatever, a joke.
Mm-hmm.
To the beautiful woman from the lecherous middle-aged cat caller. And it's basically just a guy saying, hey, I cat called you today. And basically I was raised wrong and I'm sorry and I'm ashamed of myself and I'm going to die alone.
Oh.
It dives into a whole spiral. I don't want to read that.
Yeah, that's a little heavy.
You know, good on him for recognizing the problem. You know? Yeah.
First step.
You know what I mean?
That's the first step.
Okay. This is another one I found. My fedora finder. The shack.
Fuck yeah.
You're going to enjoy this one.
Oh, I'm seeing neck beard already.
It's great. I was in a frantic search for my favorite fedora when you came up with it on and said I couldn't leave until we had a drink together.
Oh my God. This didn't happen.
I had just went out to get some air and left it at the bar to save my seat. When I came back in, it was missing. You saw the panic and came with it on. To keep me calm and to talk about the newest Tony Cruz line of fedoras that was coming out at Walmart.
At Walmart?
Yeah.
My God.
We had an amazing conversation and I never wanted the night to end. I nearly cried when you told me you were only here for a week and had to leave my side. We danced to Mr. Scuffy on the jukebox and in an instant you were gone. I hope this reaches you and that you will find your way back into my arms. You are too fedorable to forget.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think so. It was a joke.
That's a damn good one.
It's pretty solid.
At first, I was like, this person thinks that they're living in a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. All right. This is another one. Across from Fun Spot.
I've been there. Biggest arcade in the country.
In the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Across from Fun Spot.
Fun Spot. Across from Fun Spot. Some pot.
Yeah. We met across the street from Fun Spot and the Weirs. You were nice and long in stature.
You were nice and long. I saw you from a mile away because you were so long.
You were nice and long in stature.
In stature?
Yep. I would like to meet again there. Drop me a line if you would be interested. You were long, nice and long.
I could not get over how long you were. Your stature is out of this fucking world. Your tits are fire, and your stature is huge. Long.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Well-known vape shop downtown Nashua. You work in a well-known vape shop. I go too. T-O-O, in downtown Nashua. Every time I go in there, we both can't get the smiles off our face. I was in there 2 weeks ago. I got a 100 milliliter of killer custard.
What? What is that?
We had some words. You rung me up.
We had some words?
Yeah, you rung me up. We always seem to want to chat more, but I haven't even asked you your name yet. You... Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Well, me, I'm the custard king.
I haven't even asked you our name yet. I'm wondering what your name is. I think you're gorgeous. When you're there, I get all nervous. LOL. Wish I knew your name. You're a beautiful woman.
Well, thanks, stranger.
Yeah. Now give me my freaking 100 milliliters of killer custard and I'll be on my way. It's a vape sauce.
Oh, I forgot it was a vape shop. Oh, that makes, yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one might be my favorite of all time.
What? No, Foot Girl.
No, this one's up there. It's not as good as Foot Girl, but it's pretty good.
What about Rebelansky?
That was a porn hub.
Oh, yeah, I know.
this one comes from the North Shore.
Uh-huh, the North Shore.
And this is one of those activities that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's titled Buzz Cut / Bald.
Okay, good start.
Looking for others, male or female, that are into this look. Everyone else has a group. Why not us? Say hello. Bald / buzz cut group.
You want to start a bald group? Huh? You want to come to my buzz cut group? Every Sunday we meet at Donkey's.
The Battalion of Bald.
The fucking Bald Brothers.
Oh, fuck. I love that one so much.
The Buzzcut Bandits.
This is another one. Activity Partners is what they're looking for. That's what the section's called.
Is that like horny?
That's what I thought, but it's no. This is titled Just So You Know. All caps, the whole thing.
Just
so you know. Travis Pop is a thief.
Stop! No! Fucking Travis Pop. Travis Pop. Travis Pop is a thief. Travis Pop. I don't trust him. No one trust your shit around Travis Pop. He's a
May
fucking thief.
May I continue?
Thief. Yeah.
Just so you know. Just so you know.
Okay, okay. I think I busted my throat wound open.
Travis Pop is a thief. A scumbag. If you let him in your home, he will rob you. He Whoa. Will not do anything except look for things to steal. He should be in jail soon. Travis Pop.
Travis Pop broke into my house. He stole my Jeep right out from under me. Travis Pop.
Travis Pop, he's a bandit.
I got him on camera, but Travis Pop don't care.
Just so you know.
Just so you know, Travis Pop may be roaming your neighborhood. Looking for famous paintings to steal and sell.
Woman in Market Basket. Uh-huh. This is in Keene.
I've been there.
Yeah, I know. I think I have too.
Basket.
I was sitting a car.
Yeah.
And you pulled up next to me. I was too chalked up to say something.
Chalked with an A-L?
C-H-O-C-K-E-D.
Oh. Choked up. Okay.
Yeah. I was too chalked up to say anything.
Yeah.
Grr.
Too choked up.
Too chalked up. Okay. And then you'll like this one too. This is from Pearl City. I don't know where that is, but I love it.
I think it's a euphemism.
Nope.
For, you know.
I don't know about that.
I think it is. It's a bukkake euphemism.
I don't know. A big, big black lifted truck.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay.
You got my Pearl City?
Down Pearl City. Yeah.
Is that a euphemism too?
The big black truck?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Huge black cock with pearly white cum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I should point out that that's a reference. That I was just pulling that from Clerks.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Just so you know. But it works perfectly.
Yeah. To the stud in the big black lifted truck. I loved it when you honked that loud horn coming out of the Sam's Club gas station area.
You fucking stud.
I tried following you to get your attention, but I saw female feet hanging out the passenger window.
Oh, my God. Is it a body?
I wanted to honk back, but I was scared she might fly those slippers at me.
What the fuck?
I would love to meet you in private to honk my horn.
Can I hire you to honk my horn?
Oh, is Pearl City in Hawaii?
Maybe.
What's a wahine?
Swahili?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be anywhere. Google. What's a wahini?
Wahini is used as a noun to mean a Maori or Polynesian, especially Hawaiian woman. Do you want to hear how wahini is spelled?
No, I know how to spell it.
How do you spell it?
Wahini.
Wahini is spelled
W-A-H. No. No. Wahini.
Sorry, I don't understand.
She said, you really know how to make the wahinis turn your way.
Okay, I get it.
Tell me how many honks your horn made.
How many of honk?
How many of honk? Wahini?
Wahini.
W-A-W-H-E-E-N-Y. Wahini.
Wahini.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a couple links for this one. I'm going to need you to pull up a little bit.
For the sound or for the video?
Video.
Okay.
You're gonna love this.
I'm ready.
So this is Westboro, Mass. Looking for a keyboard player / vocalist and or guitarist, vocalist and or just vocalist, you know?
All and ors?
Yeah.
So any combination of those is good.
Right. We are a classic youth rock of a band. Nation. Currently based in Westboro, Mass. Looking for...
See, contradictory right there.
A keyboard player / vocalist or a guitarist / lead vocalist.
Wow. How are you classic rock if you exist currently?
You'll see. Maybe they do covers.
Oh, I see.
Maybe they don't.
They declassify.
They can't call themselves classic. They say we're a classic rock cover band. Don't matter. They're going to be classic.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
We currently have a solid three-piece core group power trio.
Fuck yeah.
With bass, drums, and lead guitar. And we're looking to round out our sound with a fourth member.
Mm-hmm.
The members of this band have been performing for many years on stage and in the studio. We all have our feet planted firmly in reality. It is absolutely no issues that plague most other groups.
Oh, yeah.
The members of this group... A fun-loving crew of talented musicians with real lives and responsibilities that simply want to achieve a higher level of musical quality for their audience. This band named Critical Mass.
Yes. Fucking classic rock.
Focuses on delivering songs that audiences love to hear and dance to. The core members of this band have assembled a list of very tight kick-ass classic rock songs from bands like Boston, Aerosmith, ZZ Top, Cheap Trick, Journey, Styx, Foreigner, Talking Heads, Stone Temple Pilots, Foo Fighters.
Oh, the Foofies.
Jimi Hendrix, and on and on.
You know, classic rock band, the Foo Fighters?
Yeah. Our equipment is concert quality, and our shows will be more like an event.
Oh, yeah.
Than a run-of-the-mill gig at your local bar.
You know what's going on my calendar.
Here are a few videos that have the members performing in past bands. This may give you somewhat of an idea of how we sound live.
Right.
I'll click those after.
I get a better idea if they posted pictures of their motorcycles.
They post them there expecting you to watch all three and then come back to
right.
Rather than finishing this. So if you're looking for a new opportunity... This is an opportunity for you.
Right.
All
right.
It's an investment.
Uh-huh.
So if you're looking for a new opportunity and want to work in a fun and supportive environment.
Work?
Yeah. We urge you to make the initial contact. We have a list of tunes that will be made available to you should you decide you'd like to meet us and jam for an audition. Looking forward to meeting our next member. PM if interested. Thanks. Critical Mass.
Critical Mass.
Freaking Critical Mass.
I bet they rock. I'm taking a guess. I'm putting my money on rock.
I forget what the old band is called, but it's funny. Uncle Spiny or Spinny.
Yeah.
S-P-I-N-Y.
Yeah, what is that? Where did I see that? Is that in the video?
That's That's the band that I think the guitarist played in.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. All right. So what is this video called that we're watching?
This is called Live Train Kept a Rollin' by Uncle Spiny. Uncle Spiny.
I think it's Uncle Spiny. S-P-I-N-Y. Yeah.
So it looks like they're playing at a fairground. The guitarist is, he's very good.
That's Uncle Spiny,
I believe.
Yeah, right.
But he's wearing cargo shorts. He's got a bandana on his head, and he fucking rocks.
Yeah, no, he does. He's got to mow his lawn after this.
And I think the singer was drinking a Surge or a Mountain Dew. He's got a full bottle of soda pop on the stage.
Yeah, he's recovering.
Yeah, which is cool.
Good for him.
This guy's even better than fucking Joe Perry, I'll be honest with you.
Still Pessy?
Yeah.
Oh my God, his eyes are closed. Yes, that's how you know. He shaves his legs, too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Makes him more sleek. Oh my God, the singer! Oh my God, this guy is everything.
Look at the drummer. They're all amazing.
Oh my God, this whole band. This is the best fucking band ever.
Yeah. So, you know, while I got you guys here.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that me and the Bruce have been working on a wedding present for you. We got Uncle Spiny coming to play in the backyard.
The Bruce loves Uncle Spiny. He knows him.
Yeah.
He knows him.
He does.
I bet he does.
So there's three videos. The third one's not really worth watching, but you get a pretty good idea of what you're getting into there.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Oh, yeah. They were playing that song. It sounded like the radio was on.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting on them, but they are. They're funny.
Right. They're hilarious. And that's like the quintessence. That's such a dad song.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
To me, especially. Like, my dad loves that song.
Yeah. Mine does not. This is an REO Speedwagon cover here.
Love that. What band is this? Still Uncle
Spiny? This is Uncle Spiny. Yeah.
Okay. So the singer, just so everybody knows, looks like Vince Neil fucked the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
They got a laser show.
Yeah, they fucking do. The club does. They
make them turn it on.
Yeah, oh yeah, in the fog machine.
These dudes fuck. Look at them all.
The bassist is wearing a duster of some kind. No, it's got tassels on it.
Dude, they've got a banner.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so that's Uncle Spiny.
Uncle Spiny, fuck.
We've mentioned Uncle Spiny on the show before. I'm like... almost positive.
What? No, we haven't.
I believe we have.
How?
I don't know. But I think they've come up before. I could be wrong.
You're wrong. There's no way. I would remember Uncle Spiny.
I don't know about that. So yeah, I want to join Critical Mass. I want to try out for Critical Mass.
Yeah? What are you going to tell? You tell me we want to sing? Or are you going to...
I'll do anything.
Okay.
I can fucking sing.
I'll roadie.
Yeah.
How funny.
How cool would that be?
I'll roadie Critical Mass. Fuck yeah. Former members of Uncle Spiddy.
How far is Westboro?
I don't know.
If it's not far, I'll try out for Critical Mass. And I'll get it, but I'm going to deny it. Too fucking big for Critical Mass.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can confirm Nick Postmaster was in fact in that band.
Wow.
That we played earlier.
What are the odds?
Yeah, he said that he joined them late. After one of them, one of the guitarists quit or was voted out.
Hmm.
Well, golly gee.
Yeah.
That about covers it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know all about it. So,
that's it. Then we're going to call it a night. It's been real. It was a good one. It's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of laughs. I almost died at least once. I almost died. It was worth it. So. If you liked it, you should support us fiscally. You know what I mean? You can go on Patreon, patreon.com/coolparents.
Yeah.
And, you know, drop us a tip for making these shows. That's all you got to do. $3 or $5. And you get bonus shit. Like last month, we recorded the creation of Mr. Dink from Doug in the new WWE Wrestle Boy simulator game.
Yeah.
And then just the other night, a couple nights ago, we recorded the follow-up to that, which is Mr. Bone.
Yeah.
We made Mr. Bone from Doug in that same game, and then we fucking fought him. We wrestled him.
Oh, yeah. We got to have the rubber match.
Fun game, though. Fun game. I like that game. Rubber match?
Yeah, we got to have the rubber match. We've done two. We each have a win.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dink versus Bone 3.
Dink Bone. Dink Bone.
Dink Bone 3.
Dink Bone 3.
Best out of two out of three falls.
So, that it will be up soon, like in the next week or so, probably. Patreon exclusive. So you can check that shit out, along with all the other ones we made and the movie commentaries we did. It's all up there. And it's cheap, so do.
Yeah, do.
Also, if you want to follow us and send us messages and submit shit for us to talk about, then get at us on Instagram. That's the best place to do that. What's our Instagram handle?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Yeah, don't you forget it. Share it with your friends. And go to our website, which is...
coolparents.co.
Yeah, because that'll take you everywhere you got to be. To all of the content. And
TikTok.
All, yeah, TikTok. We're on TikTok, and we're running wild on there. Running buck wild. It's at cool_parents on TikTok. And that's it, right? Yeah. Oh, leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening. That's a big one. Please do. Need that.
Yeah.
So that's it then. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
What was I?
Justy butt. Justy cup.
No.
Bug. Slop. Slug?
Justy boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck the world.
Bust the slug.
Cool Parents.